Welcome, NBA Top Shot fans. Everything Top Shot with up-to-date news and information. We will be providing knowledge to further your experience at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Hosted by the master of many things, Mr. Devin Buter, an NBA podcaster and fan. Please remember to hit that like button and subscribe with the bell. Information in all these podcasts is for collection purposes only. And now here is our host.
Hi, I'm Devin. Thanks for tuning in to the NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. It is March 30th, 2021, and this is episode number 26. We've got a fabulous one for you today. Please remember to follow on Twitter, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420. Also, subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Hit the notification, hit the bell, subscribe, send those comments. Episode 26 today, we're going to be covering the hot topic of the pre-order pack announcement that we did get yesterday, which was really exciting. 2.5 million packs available. Also, we are going to be covering some market movers. Really interesting state of the market right now. But again, this is pretty predictable what we've seen with any kind of announcements, any market news or information. The market normally takes a little bit of a dip. So we'll be talking about the what's hot and what's not today. Also, the hot action for tonight, since I'm coming at you early this morning, 10:02 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're going to peek in on the game this evening with Denver and Philadelphia. Denver just looks amazing with their new addition of Aaron Gordon, and we'll get into that a little bit. Also, we got our hashtag NBA Top Shot This Moment. It's more a collection of moments. We're going to be looking at Zion Williamson last night, who had an amazing night. And we will, at the end, touch on a current giveaway that I have going with the mini wheel and upcoming potential pack drops that we could be looking forward to. So let's get into it. All right. So we are going to be talking about this pre-order, and I don't know if anybody noticed the size of this drop. And it, you know, we've been looking for getting a pre-order drop here and actually being able to have a pack get into new collectors' hands. 2.5 million pre-order base set pack drop. I'm going to go ahead and screen share with you here. Let me get this down a little bit. Take a look at what we got going on this. Super exciting. They've given us pack news on Mondays before, and this is what went out early yesterday. The first mint always gets, they should be called the first mint and the first information, because they get everything first. Those guys are amazing. Make sure you're following them on Twitter, the first mint at the first mint. But this is the drop that we got, and let's take a look at it. So it's still up right now. If you see this, guys, you can still, if you haven't got a pack yet, please go grab your pack. Get in the queue. You're not going to get it today, right? They're going to notify you on April 7th when this pack will be coming into your hands. But the exciting thing is there is a juicy amount of moments in this pack, and you're going to be looking to definitely grab one of these. So we're going to dive into it a little bit. I'm going to scroll up here a little bit more. It's not showing the number of packs here. But if you really want to realize what's going on here, we've got 2.5 million packs available. I already got my reservation. And one thing I do is I'm not ever really interested in opening my packs. I did open my first couple packs. But at this point, I'm vaulting them. There's going to be time coming up where you're able to actually auction off packs, post the packs on the market. And I've also, my dad's got all his packs. He's a fairly new collector. And I just keep telling him those moments are in there. So it doesn't hurt. You can always go open them and figure out what you have later. But let's get into the details of this pack that you can potentially be getting these moments. Let me pull up that for you guys here. So this is a NBA Top Shot base set pre-order. Release number 24, Series 2. So you can see right at the top here, there is 15 rookie debut limited edition. So that's 1 through 4,000. We already know Top Shot has said this is a ridiculously low number for the amount of collectors that we're going to be having here. So we're going to really want to be looking at, you know, getting, hoping to get one of these, and we'll look at the rookies that are in here, but these are amazing, these rookie debuts. Same thing here, 14 of these. There's only 100 each of these 15 ones here. There's 1,000 of these. Then you've got 23 of their first Top Shot LME moments, so there's 3,000 of those. And that's the serial number that you can get, 1 through 12,000. And the thing about that is it's gonna get a badge because it's his first Top Shot moment. And then these are the commons. So they break down the numbers really detailed for you there. And I'm gonna go ahead and move this back down for you so we can look at the moments here. So we've got Bajan, that's a nice one, but I'd be looking at, let's keep scrolling. We're gonna be looking at the LaMelo, boom. This one's the huge LaMelo. This is a big one, but this is the one you want. There's only 100 of them in there. The Patrick Williams right here gets the tough layup to drop. There's only 100 of those. So this is a huge pack. And the thing I like, there's Blake Griffin. I think that might be his last Pistons moment. Isaiah Stewart rookie. So these rookies are huge. Wiseman, they've got the Wiseman rookie in here. This is a really, really big pack. So you should be excited. If you have not reserved, make sure you get your reservation in there. And you're gonna be stoked when they send out that notification. April 7th, you'll be notified when you're getting your packs. If we follow the pattern of Top Shot, they tend to release information and project further out. We'll probably hear sooner than April 7th. I'm not saying we'll get our pack before April 7th. We'll probably know before April 7th when we'll be getting our packs. So again, subscribe to me on Twitter, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420. I'll tweet that out right away. Also, podcast and YouTube channel every day. So make sure that you're hitting the notification and subscribing. NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. All right, we're going to move off the hot topic of the 2.5 million packs. So again, I'm not sure, one more note on that before we leave that. The 2.5 million, that doesn't mean you can go back and get another one. There, once you get one, Top Shot has kind of logged you out and you cannot get back in line. You've already received your pack. So if you think about the amount of users, you know, we've questioned if there's 500,000 users or not, or collectors at this point. That leaves an insane amount of packs just sitting there. So what I'm thinking their idea at this point is that they want to have packs available for when new collectors sign up. And these, again, are not fluff moments. These are huge moments. So this is an interesting piece of news that we have here at 2.5 million packs with only one pack per current collectors. So new collectors can get one. Interesting. And they are not letting people have multiple accounts. They're flagging that and eliminating that immediately. So it's going to be, the market's going to be really interesting. And that's kind of the next thing we're going to go into here is the market movers. And we've got evaluate.market is where you want to be going to get this information. Amazing website. One of the three websites that we're going to be covering in upcoming episodes to help you track accounts, track movement, see what your account value is. Sometimes it's something you might want to not be looking at every day, especially when we're in the space we are with the market right now. But we are going to bring this up on the screen for you. Let me bring that back out for you. Hold on, guys. We'll get it straight. All right. So what you're seeing here is it's just the cover page of Evaluate Market. And across the top, you can look at all of this, the moments, account history. We're, for our purpose today, is going to look at the market movers. But if you do want to, before we leave, just notice really quick here what's been happening. We're at March 30th here, and you are looking at a plummet in the market. Like, we are getting close to March 7th, which was our lowest way back here. So it seems to be going down, and I can only imagine as we get this pack announcement, this is going to dip again. And my advice, and currently what I'm doing, is tracking particular moments that were priced out of my range and going ahead and seeing if I can get those now. Ideally, you would, if you're going to be selling moments and getting dapper credits, it probably would be a good time to do it now before the market dips more. And it's always hard to do that. I'm never a fan of selling moments, but a lot of times we need to move our investments. And so getting rid of a moment on the market now before it dips too much and getting something for that, and then going ahead and investing in something else. So when the market does go up, whatever you did end up grabbing is going to go up even faster. So that's where you can kind of comfort yourself. Again, you're risking it. I'm always a fan of holding. Option two would be to do something like that. So we're going to look into the market movers, and this is going to be an interesting one, interesting episode of what's hot and what's not for today, is that there is nothing that is really hot at this point. The top of Evaluate Market, they have the Kevin Durant moment, and that's just at 0%, but everything under that is dropping. And you just can see it. It's where the market's at right now. So everything is going down. And that's why it's a hold time and a buy time and waiting. Everyone's always waiting for the floor, as you see here, or the dip. But you're going to want to be getting your moment, paying attention to it, studying the movement of it, and then grab it when you feel you're in that spot that you can actually secure it, because the market's going to move, and we're in a big flow right now. And so I would pay attention to that. But our depressing, if you really want to see things going up every day, like it was a little bit over a month and a half ago, it was just like a rocket ship. It wasn't even real. I mean, it was so crazy how fast the market was going up. But one thing we know about markets and movement, up, oh, here we go. Jakob, I did not see that earlier. So we're seeing a massive movement in the Jakob, and it's gone up 46%. So let's go ahead and click on that moment. Show you how this works a little bit here. This is pretty cool. It's going to take us right to the Top Shot moment. And you got Jakob at $11 currently. We can go look at the past sales right here really quick. 11, 11, 14, 10. So, interesting movement with that moment. Not too sure where they had that. The average floor was 20. So we're seeing some movement with that moment. So pay attention to the Jakob, watch them a little bit. Put it in one of your tabs, your browsers, and just refresh that window before you look at the current price, because you need to refresh. It's changing pretty quickly, especially with moments like that. So that's our market movers. There's not too much hot right now other than that Jakob hurdle. Check that out. I can tell you what, just for the podcast listeners, let me tell you guys what that specifically what that moment is. It is a, we're loading it up here. It is a Dunk Base Set Series 2, January 18th, 2021. The low ass currently is $10. Jakob Poeltl. So you want to keep an eye on that one. That's just moving a little bit. And that's one of the big things here. It's almost a bit like school where you want to be studying and watching moments. And I pay attention to a ton. So remember, if you ever are looking for something or wondering what the potential of a moment might be or where it's been, feel free to comment on the YouTube channel here. Also, you could DM me on Twitter or just hit me a public tweet as well, because I love chatting about it and getting other people's thoughts. So we are going to move into the next part of the podcast here. Again, remember to subscribe, hit the like button, the subscription button on the YouTube channel here, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop, and also DJ Dev 420, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJ Dev 420 on Twitter. All right, we're going into our hot action for tonight. So we got a good game. You're going to want to be watching the Denver Nuggets. They are making a run right now. My current favorite for MVP is Jokic. I'm going to put a poll up later today, but I'm thinking Jokic. Harden is... he's gotten so much respect from me. If you look at what he was doing in Houston with the ball hog and the isolation, and now what he's doing is involving his teammates, making the team better, plugging the gaps, holding it down for Kyrie and KD, and that team is just wow. Wow. So we're going to take a look at the hot action for tonight. And it is Denver versus the Philadelphia 76ers. Nikola Jokic leads Denver into a matchup tonight against Philly. And he's currently ranked 7th in the league, scoring 26.9 points per game. The Nuggets are on are 13-9 on their home court. And Denver ranks 6th in the Western Conference with 49 points per game in the paint. Of course, led by the Joker, averaging 14.4 points in the paint. And if, you know, you watch him, he is so crafty, so crafty. And that's what opens up the assist for him as well. The 76ers are 13-10 in road games. And Philadelphia is 7th in the NBA, scoring 114.8 points per game while they are shooting 48%. So they're going to square out for the second time this year. The top performers, of course, is Joker with 26.9 points and 11.1 rebounds, 8.5 assists. Porter Jr. is having this like recharge. Not that he was even on a downswing, but I feel like everybody's been waiting for him to get to this, you know, level that we're starting to see now with the addition here of Aaron Gordon. And I think Joel Embiid, they're saying, is still out, which is huge. You think about how huge the injuries are right now for all the teams. You're looking at Lakers. We have no idea when LeBron's going to be back. But Tobias Harris also shooting 55% and averaging 23 points over the last 10 games for Philly. So this is going to be a brawl. It's going to be a really exciting game. You're going to see a lot of awesome basketball, and Denver is kind of rejuiced here and gearing up for a massive playoff run, especially with the Lakers kind of limping in there. And I would not be surprised to see Denver versus Brooklyn in the finals. So we are going to move into our hashtag NBA Top Shot This, and it is focusing on Mr. Zion Williamson. So we're gonna check out some highlights from Zion here. And I will tell you the top shot moment, but I just wanted to share everything with you. Let me zoom it in. There you go. Check it out. So Zion is handling the ball like a point guard because they've got a big man guarding him up at the top of the key. If somebody, look at this pass. That could be the hashtag NBA Top Shot This moment, but I like Euro step so much. Look at that pass from Ingram. I love bounce passes. And he goes weak side on the layup. Is this the Euro? This might be it. Watch him reset like a guard. Look, he's like, you cannot guard me for it. Look at. Oh, he punches him in the face. He's so physical. There's the Euro. This is it. This is hashtag NBA Top Shot. No, wait. Nope. Not yet. Weak side again. He loves that reverse. He loves using the rim and coming around. It's just fundamental. Here we go. Here we go. Is this the Euro? This is it. Nope, that was not it. It's just that's another bulldog. We're coming up on it. I'm going to wait to say it. I keep saying it. So Ingram misses it. Zion grabs a rebound. He's just a physical beast in the paint. Grabs a rebound. Finishes. His shooting percentage is insane right now. Here we go. Reset. Up at the top. Big man guarding him. He's up at the three-point line. He's double-teamed. Here comes. Finds the crease. Left-handed layup off the glass. Over the whole team. Here he is. Up at the three-point line. Drives in. There's the Euro. NBA. Hashtag NBA Top Shot this. Right there. That was it, ladies and gentlemen. That was it. And we're going to go back and watch that again. I got to bring it back a little bit more. Okay. Here it is. Zion up at the top. He ISOs. Comes around to the left. Brings it back into the paint. Euro step. Left-handed. Scoops it. Bounces off the back of the rim and drips in. That is your hashtag NBA Top Shot this. I've already shared that forward. And come on, guys. He is in some kind of mode right now. And I think what we're really going to see is this team is going to be a beast. You don't not want talk about them in the West. You don't want to be facing them. So that's our hashtag NBA Top Shot this moment. Zion Williamson Euro-stepping in the paint over the entire Boston Celtics team on a amazing night, 28 points, March 29th, 2021. So we are going to get into the final part of the podcast here. Again, I want to thank you guys so much. We hit over 100 subscribers. I posted that on Twitter, and YouTube sent me an email just congratulating me. So that's what this community is about. It's all about sharing and support. And here we are collecting and investing, but it's all about sharing. Everybody can win. We're all here early. We want to share the love, and that's what basketball is about, right? It's about sharing the ball, moving it, giving and receiving. So here we are. We're going to talk about, I got started on these giveaways by, I entered a bunch of them. And then if you listen to a couple episodes back, I ended up winning two within 24 hours. And the experience for me was so overwhelmingly positive that I decided I wanted to do a giveaway. So I partnered up with a couple different other collectors and Twitter followers and influencers on Twitter, and they were super, super open to sharing and teaching me how to do different stuff. So at Marsden, you want to be following him. That was my first giveaway that has already closed, but this one is currently going, and it's going to close at 6 p.m. this evening on the mini wheel. This is pinned at the top of my Twitter page, so make sure you go there. You can see it's the very first tweet, and if you click on that, you can enter the giveaway and read the directions there, which is really simple. We've partnered with @DJDev420 to give away another John Collins moment. To enter, follow @DJDev420 and the mini wheel. @TheMiniWheel. Like, retweet, and you're going to subscribe to the YouTube channel @DJDev420's YouTube channel. The link is right there. And again, if you're listening to this or watching this, this is going to close at 6 p.m. Pacific tonight. And this is the moment you're getting. Johnny C. Move that up for you. There we go. John Collins, base set series 2, serial number 16,101 out of 35,000. And this John Collins moment is just, I really was excited to give that one away, mainly because he is he's a monster and he's just beginning. And that Hawks team is hot and a lot of it is because of him. So go ahead and enter that giveaway. Make sure that you are following me, subscribe, turn on notifications. If I don't currently have a giveaway going, I retweet, I enter, I put out other giveaways that you can get in. You can get free moments. I know our last one that won was actually the collector's very first NFT moment. So really exciting to be able to do that and share the love. So we are also looking at a potential pack drop coming, right? We got this pre-order and the rhythm of Top Shot is now that we could be getting a rare pack drop or a legendary. They said no legendary in March, but I think that is a tiny teaser that maybe even on April 1st, April Fool's, can I call it? I felt that one coming yesterday. If you look, I tweeted out the Yoda that I felt something was coming. So remember, I put out the Luck Dragon. If we do get a pack drop and we get in the queue, you'd like the Luck Dragon for good luck from the Neverending Story. And again, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Keep an eye out for the pack drop. Subscribe, like, share, comment. Let's get this love going. We got upgrades coming on the audio. We are days away from that. So thanks again, guys. And remember, enjoy it.